So you say something now.
Good morning, everyone. This is David's podcast, right?
No, it's not David's podcast.
It isn't?
Who are you?
Who's Deaf Whiner?
That's me.
Oh, that's a new one. Okay.
Well, it's Dave.
Well, I'm the person that made this all possible.
Oh, yeah? You take credit for it, eh?
I do, because without me, it
So you don't want to take responsibility? Maybe credit isn't the right word. See, here, let me just light it up for you.
Hello, everybody.
This is the Nerd Fest. Where are we? We're in Flushing.
No. What is this a music player or what?
What?
Is this a music player?
It can play music and it can record. We're recording right now, actually.
In Bayside,
can you show pictures?
Yeah. And it can play videos, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Pick up.
Yep.
Regular, and for you, decaf, tea, or
for me, it's
coffee?
The regular.
I want regular, not decaf.
Regular coffee.
Yes.
Coffee, yeah.
This is regular?
Yes, what's this?
That's a regular.
That's
she's going to bring another one.
And for you?
I'll have the regular also.
Okay. You got a regular, not
How
tea.
How did the tea?
She made a mistake.
She made a mistake.
She poured tea. I can't think of my mind what to have.
Well, that's a good problem. So the podcast that you and I did was very popular. Everybody
liked
it.
Yeah, keep referring to
it. Ipstick. Yeah. People say Ipstick everywhere now.
Ipstick.
Idea processors improve quality and... No.
You mean you don't remember it?
No, I'm sorry. Idea processors...
I'll tell you in a minute.
Save time and improve... I got it. Idea processors save time and improve quality.
There you go. It's not that complicated. No. It's not supposed to be.
Well, it's designed so you're supposed to remember it. So do you know what you want? Do you know what you want?
Yeah, I know what I think I know what I want.
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna have two eggs over easy with toast, nothing else.
Yeah. Potato?
No.
Lettuce, tomatoes, instead of potatoes?
No, just three eggs.
Whole wheat toast, you say, no?
Whole wheat is fine, yeah. Okay.
I'll have two scrambled with cottage cheese and two slices of white toast.
White toast, no?
White toast.
And I'll have a Western omelet with Swiss cheese and no toast, no potatoes.
Can I have two sugars?
Oh wait, are they coming with juice?
No. No juice.
Thank you.
No, we're gonna eat.
Are you gonna team up with somebody to market your product? Your idea, your IP?
No.
And how are you cashing on it?
Oh. Well, I'm not worried about cashing in on it.
Oh.
I want to enable people to make outlines that then can be shared, you know, between, put on the internet and then linked with each other.
So it'll be like a freeware?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not worried right off the bat how to make money with it. I'm not really, you know, thinking about that. I'm thinking about, I just want to sort of create, sort of like you've got, you know, RSS is good for time-based information.
No, she's interested.
And outlines are good for knowledge. You know, and for how things relate to each other and how people's work relates to other people's work and stuff
like
that.
Will this be usable on the Macintosh?
Yeah, both Mac and PC. And I'd like to get it for Unix too, because if we could get it for Unix, then it would run on things like this Arcos. And that would be nice to be able to take the outliner with you.
Don't things that run on Windows run on Unix also?
No.
Program.
Oh, there are. Yeah, but that's Some programs. There are emulators. But emulation isn't. Yeah, maybe that works. I don't know. That would work.
Is the Macintosh operating system related in any way to Unix?
Oh yeah, it is Unix.
Oh, I see.
Underneath it is Unix. Underneath all the icons and menus and stuff like that. Yeah. It's Unix plus a lot, so it's a special flavor, proprietary flavor of Unix.
There was a review in Times. You must know about David Poe.
Yeah, sure.
He was very happy with the new Macintosh operating system. He said it's so good that people who use Windows might be motivated to change.
Oh, yeah?
I just got it. I'm going to install it.
You know, oh, you mean Tiger?
Huh?
Tiger, yeah. I read his review.
It's 10.4.
10.4. So you got it already?
I have it, yeah.
Yeah?
I haven't installed it yet. But
well, apparently it's very easy to install. I've heard that.
Yeah. They say it takes a half hour.
Yeah.
If you already have a Macintosh.
Well, which you do, right?
Obviously. You just put in the hard disk, the CD,
yep.
And get the thing started, and just basically goes to work, asks you some questions, and then it's done. They also offer seminars, online seminars, to teach you how to use it. But I think that's an insult.
Really?
Sure, anybody. Hey, anybody gets a Macintosh, the whole point is that you don't have to go to seminars. You just sit down and look at
it. For some people, I think seminars would be a good thing.
Of course seminars are good.
Because there are a lot of concepts that people who just sort of learn by doing, they don't figure out. They don't learn those things. And,
like I
and if you could improve the quality of your, you know, work, but, you know.
No, I don't dispute that, but I say somehow it's kind of good. It's not natural. It hasn't been natural.
No, probably for you it wouldn't be necessary anyway.
No, even for me, because there are so many things in that operating system that you just basically don't know unless somebody shows me.
Yeah.
Like, there's one command I use very often. You go like this. You go Apple key and shift and tap number 4. And then your pointer becomes, I don't know exactly what to call it. I guess it's like a screen grabber.
Yeah.
You just make a rectangle and the thing becomes a picture.
Right, right.
And then you can open that up with any graphics program.
Right.
And you can edit it, you can save it, you can do stuff with it.
So how'd you find out about that?
I don't know. I don't remember anymore. I don't remember how I found that. I must have read about it.
You can buy books that have all those
in it.
Sure,
they're about this thick.
Yeah, but they're fun to read because you get those kind of little secrets, right?
Yeah. If I could get a book, in fact, I wouldn't want a book, I would want a website where you basically tell the website what kinds of things you like, and then it tells you, well, this is how you do them.
That's called the blog.
I'm sorry?
That's called the blog.
A blog?
You put it on your blog, and then you try to get a lot of people to come look at it, and then they answer your questions for you.
That's right.
My blog is like that. I can basically put a question on there, and if it's the right kind of question, I'll get an answer within seconds. Well, I only need one.
I know.
like I had one, but I get lots of answers. I mean, it's really weird how that works. Like, I had an XML file that had an error in it, and I swear I couldn't find the error in it, right? And so, like, no matter what application I tried to read it in, they would always say, can't read it. They would always point to the same place, but that wasn't where the error was. That was just where it found the error, where it, you know, finally. And so I finally said, oh, you know, and this was after, like, you know, it's the kind of thing that you're embarrassed to ask the question because
you're
supposed
to
be an expert on these things, right? And, you know, finally I just said, the hell with it. You know, I said, don't flame me, okay? And it worked. Nobody did flame me, actually. One guy said, I was tempted to flame you, but you said not to do it. So I thought, well,
you can always say
that's
this,
very polite.
You can always say, this isn't my problem. A friend of mine has
Well, but it's still, I have to admit that it's mine.
Because you didn't know the answer.
Right, and so I put it up there, and literally, it was within 2 or 3 minutes, I had an email that said, go up there and you'll find that there are 2 item statements right in a row and they're throwing everything off basically. And that sent me right to the bad piece of code and I fixed it within a few minutes. Then I put up on the blog that, okay, this has been solved. I now know the answer. It doesn't matter. People, they don't read that part. They just read the question and they stop and they say, oh, great, I get a chance to show off, you know, that I know something.
That gives me an idea.
People like to be, people are generous and they like to show off.
Yeah. You know? Oh, sure, especially the last part.
Well, yeah, but they, if it weren't for being generous, they might say, well, why should I help him, right, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There are users groups. It never occurred to me that I could go to one of those.
I don't think there really are users groups anymore. Are there?
They used to be.
They used to be.
So I think there are. I have a problem with my printer. I have a three-function printer, which includes scanning. The scanning doesn't work. And I'm almost certain it's a software problem.
Well, scanners don't work. That's been my experience.
No, it used to work.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it works.
The fax never works.
The scanners, every scanner I've ever had works for like a week or so, and then it stops working. And then you have to go out and get another scanner when you have a job. Luckily, they're very cheap, so, you know, it's like...
Well, he uses my scanner, because mine
You have one,
works.
Yours still works.
Yeah.
See, some people...
But we can't get a fax working in that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, fax is a level higher than scanner.
See, I have very bad fax karma and very bad scanner karma. They just don't work for me. They say, oh, well, this is Dave's house. No, we don't work here.
Why?
No, that's been on the floor. We don't use
that. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I had this good idea. You know, it went into my head, it went out of my head, it went into my head, and now just back in my head. So
quick,
ask me quickly.
What is it?
Connect the fax to your cellular phone.
Can that be done?
Why not?
That's my phone.
A
I have a new ringtone.
Phone, right? Because your cellular phone has no interference.
Let's try that because I really need a fax.
People still expect you to have a fax.
They do, and I'm.
That wasn't
you have
my
a
phone.
Plug on your phone where you can plug something in.
Yeah, like down here.
Actually, there probably isn't. What you would need is like a modular phone jack. And do you see one on here?
Well, this is for the. This is for the charger.
Okay, what you do is you go to Staples, you tell them what you want to do, and ask them, do they have a cable? They might.
And does it work?
There's no output device on it.
What's that?
There's no plug on her phone. There needs to be some kind of a jack.
Yeah, and there's no jack at all?
Let's see.
I don't know. There are a bunch of inlets and outlets.
Are there?
I think so.
No, I don't know.
Are those just for power?
Well, no, there are too many just for power.
This is the charger.
Oh, you have a new phone.
Sort of. Yeah, it's not as modern as yours.
Oh, I don't know about that. You have T-Mobile. Do you like that?
Well, I've had them all along. They're okay.
I have AT&T.
Yeah.
Which sucks at my house. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I live in a place where cell phone coverage...
That's one of the rare places because they're trying to really cover all over.
It's the sticks. Well, Europe's much better. Europe, they have a law that says they have to cover 99%.
Yeah.
I should not have changed my ringtone. Now I don't know when it's my phone. I was sitting on the plane bored today, and I said, let's change the ringtone.
Uh-huh.
You know, by the way, I'm recording this. I just didn't
I had a
oh,
feeling
I'm sure it's some great
I don't know. I mean, I never turned it off.
This will win the Nobel Prize.
It's funny. People find you very entertaining. It was really...
People find me entertaining?
Yeah, yeah. They really did. I got a lot of compliments on that podcast.
Let me give you an excuse for that, okay?
Yeah.
I spent about 40 years in front of classrooms,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And I found out a long time ago that it's better to play it light than to be heavy.
Yeah.
And it comes natural.
Well, I think the reason is that there aren't many voices in the, you know, there are more and more podcasts, right? And they're mostly people that are much younger than we are. Right. I mean, I now include myself.
In our generation.
Well, I'm not in your generation.
No, by definition,
I'm not in your generation.
That's right.
You and I are not going to be in the same
room. No.
But I'm now in I'm now a senior citizen, so I've got a gray beard. I'm getting a lot of great. Well, okay. So there are a lot of young voices, and there aren't that many
mature voices.
I was looking for the right word. There aren't that many mature
seasoned.
Right. And so. You have a kindly voice, and you say things that are different and that are interesting, and they like that. I mean, I think they also like the rapport that we have, too.
I like what?
The rapport that we have.
Oh.
They hear me in a different context, talking with my father. I mean, that's different from the way they hear me all the time, which is, you know, I try to do podcasts with people, you know, as much as I do them by myself. Like, I'll go to a dinner tonight, and there's going to be, you know, 20 people there who are totally podcast. Did you hear that I lisp just now? Podcast. I used to lisp, right?
No, I don't think you ever did.
Oh, yeah. So you don't remember. Boy. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh. I had to go to speech therapy to learn how not to lisp.
No, 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 no,
I put in for you.
And that's also, when you bring the white toast, could you bring some jams and jelly?
Yes, sir.
See, she's on a podcast too. Legally, I should probably get a release from her, but I won't. You know what? She can have her attorney call my attorney.
Yes.
And they'll work it out.
I got half a pound of cottage cheese.
So yeah, tonight's dinner, there'll be 20 people, who, all of whom will be interesting people to have on a podcast, and many of whom have never been on one. So,
really?
Yeah.
Never been what?
On one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most people don't do it.
Maybe they'll be self-conscious.
Well, it's my job to help them not be self-conscious.
Right.
You know, you just put the thing down on the table, and it's almost like it isn't there. But this thing has a very sensitive microphone. It's so sensitive that when I put the headphones on, I'm sitting in the airport, and I turn it on, start recording, I can hear conversations through the headphones that I can't hear just with my ears.
They're more sensitive than your ears.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which may mean that my ears aren't that sensitive anymore, huh?
Probably not from here anymore.
Yeah, obviously something's going on there, but I found it fascinating. I could see with my eyes who they were talking, but I couldn't hear what they were saying.
I would say you probably still have another 10 years of good hearing, and after that, you could start.
Really?
Falling
off
the cliff, it depends. I don't know. You didn't do a lot of the heavy metal music.
Oh, yeah, I did. What do you mean heavy metal?
I mean, you know, the
I did sound work for rock bands when I was a teenager. If you remember?
I mean, like, everyone's listening 10 hours a day, though.
No, but I did damage.
Well, I mean, everybody experiences some damage. I was in the army and I fired weapons, so I'm sure that didn't do anything.
Why don't you tell the podcast about that?
Yeah.
About being in
well,
the
he
army.
Doesn't have to. He no. doesn't want to. What
about being in the army.
What?
Well, it's part of your life experience, right?
Being in the army?
Yeah.
I suppose.
We were talking earlier about remembering what we were doing at the age of 50.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Well, I just wrote a blog about it.
You did?
Yes, eve-scripting.com.
Uh-oh, no, I can't run this, that's for sure.
Well,
had to get your URL in there, eh?
I did.
Didn't get toast either.
This is my toast.
I understand.
That was so funny.
But
that
anyway.
Was sneaky. Now I sort of like have an ethical thing that I have to run this
and
now,
I
right?
I also linked to you in my blog because you said you wanted some links today.
It's
because
working.
It's a blog about you. So, but Leon was remembering when he was 50, that it was the year you got tenured, did you say? Tenured at the pace?
What?
That's the year you got tenured.
What?
When you turned 50.
Yeah, about that. It might have been a year earlier. I don't remember for sure. I think it was a year earlier.
Well, let's see. When was it? 50 well, for you was 79?
And for him, it was 79.
1979. This one, that was the year that I moved to California, was 79.
Uh-huh.
That was a big year.
Yeah, for me too.
Why?
I became a licensed psychologist. I had completed my doctorate the year before, and that was the year I took the exam, my 50th year, and passed it, which was very nice because not everybody.
But you weren't 50 that year, though.
Not yet.
You were still 47. 46.
I got my degree in 81, the age of 49, and I got my license in 82, but right before, you know, 6 months before I turned.
I have an absent waitress. Okay. And can you bring me a refill of the decaf?
Sure, sir.
I thought you had regular. Didn't
well, he wants decaf now.
No, he wants regular.
No.
He wants
for
decaf.
For the second cup, I want decaf.
There is
so
no
I don't
problem.
Get too jittery.
In the third, I give you tea.
That's right. The third one, you're going to get tea.
What's that?
Third time, you're going to get tea.
Oh, okay. She has a sense of humor. That's
yeah.
cute.
Well, tea also has caffeine.
That's cute.
Not all tea, guys, huh?
No, not all tea.
And then for the fourth cup, I get tequila.
Water.
And then for the fifth cup, I get gin.
Oh, that's the best.
Hey, are you recording that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got it all. We got the part where you were saying our waitress is absent.
Yes.
And then as she was walking.
Yeah.
I can change the comments.
Thank you.
It was like, I did a podcast the other day of a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I did that. I read that. Heard that.
But
no, I don't want any more.
This is regular.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a regular guy. Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
So in this, while I was doing the podcast, she heard this already, so yeah. But he didn't hear it.
That's
fine. Right?
You know,
so I was just, you know, at the beginning I wasn't like, I didn't get the hang of it. But then, and I was just listening to it again. And by about 10 minutes into it, I wouldn't tell them when the lightning bolt had happened. Because that would clue me in that there was thunder about to happen. So then I could, like, talk and then pause right when I thought the thunder was going to come for added emphasis. So I saw a big lightning bolt and I knew I could say something very powerful. Because I knew that God was there getting ready to make a big statement. Yeah. So I called that a Godcast.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that? I called it a Godcast. A God cast.
I'm sorry, no, I can't hear everything. Because
too much noise.
What did I miss?
Never mind.
Okay. Never mind.
Never mind.
My hearing is definitely.
No, it's all right. It's not a problem.
It's a problem. Don't tell me it's not a problem. It's a problem. My wife yells at me sometimes.
All the time because I really, I don't know if he hears me.
I don't hear her.
Oh, you're not yelling because you're angry. You're yelling because you're not sure you can hear
me. No.
She's angry.
No,
I'm not.
That's fine. This is good. Fine. This is great stuff.
No, what happens is it's misinterpreted. No, it's not true. What happens is I say something, I get no response. So I up the volume so he considers that yelling.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me. I heard you. Well, I didn't know whether you heard me.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Too long.
50 years. 52 years.
52 years.
No, yeah, it'll be 52 years.
It's a lot of years, eh?
She's getting very cranky lately.
Really? What do you do about that?
What can I do about it? I can tell her, but things are so cranky.
Does that work?
No.
No, absolutely not. Because it's not true.
It's okay to be cranky.
Let's get off this.
Let's get off it. You're the one who's still on this.
So you have your IP program. And you have a what? You have a web address? And I want to tell somebody to use it. So I give them a web address and I tell them go download it.
It's not ready yet.
But when it is, what it'll be?
Yep.
Okay. And they download it and then they use it.
And
the way they want.
Yeah.
And they don't. And it's not going to be a huge program.
Not by today's standards, no.
No. So downloading, go ahead, hey. You have dial up, the download might be a couple of minutes or 10 minutes or what?
No way 10 minutes, no. And it'll probably be about 4 megabytes.
That's
okay. Nothing, right?
And with the wideband, it'll be like this.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, it's less than a podcast. Our standards for what's big has really gotten really changed, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah. It's all right.
And you have this wideband. It's amazing what you can download in a short time.
Yeah. You have Time Warner, right?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, it is very good. Isn't it?
Time Warner, very good.
So this little thing, this Archos thing I got here, also has Wi-Fi in it.
I'm sorry?
It has Wi-Fi. It has Wi-Fi, so when we go to your house, I can, like, go online.
Yeah.
It has a web browser in it.
What's that?
A web browser?
I know, but what are you talking about?
This thing, this little box here.
Oh, that thing.
It has, it can get on the internet.
You mean like Netscape?
Yeah, except it's Opera.
And you can download the New York Times. You can look at the New York Times. Kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah, but they make websites specially for that size. I'd say that that's a neat factor thing. You know what I mean? It's neat. It's neat that you can do that. Not necessarily useful, but neat. But neat often or sometimes is just means that useful is a few years away, right?
I'm familiar with that issue.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot, right?
Besides the cameras, too.
Well, cameras have been totally revolutionized by digital, right?
Well, it's more than that. We're getting a small one now. You have a small one, right?
Well, it's pretty small.
Which one do you have? Do you have Nikon?
Nikon Coolpix.
How does that compare with the one that's coming in?
Right.
Camera.
Which one?
He has a Nikon left.
A Nikon Coolpix. It's like bottom of the line.
I don't know. I had a Nikon one, and I wasn't totally happy with it, and I switched over to Canon. And I've got quite a few Canons.
I'm a Nikon guy. I like Nikons.
Sorry?
I like Nikons. I bought a Sony camera, and I should have bought a Nikon.
No, Sony's not
good. No. Sony was too expensive, too. I bought a Sony $600 camera. I like the Nikon $200 camera much better. See, I'm a $200 camera guy, basically. I'm a point-and-click guy. I don't need lenses. I don't need, you know, I don't want to adjust things. I just want to point, take a picture, and be done with it.
Well, I'm sure that Nikon has improved considerably because I was one of the early buyers. And I spent a lot of money, and I was very disappointed. I didn't think I was getting my money's worth. So by now, they're probably better. But there's one area that I'm very interested in. That's the single lens reflex. And that's what Canon really
does. Yeah, they do a good job, huh? What kind of camera do you have? A Canon? What,
we have two
Canons.
And we have another one coming.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Three Canons
for two people. It's like three cars for two people.
It's all right. You don't need three cameras, but you wanted this one, right?
No, what happens is if we really like the new one coming in this week, we'll sell the middle one on eBay.
The selling is so easy. It's
not that it matters.
That's cool. So you guys are eBay hackers.
Absolutely. I have something on every week. I put something on.
She's a whiz on eBay.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
What was the last thing you sold?
Coins. I sold a roll of Jefferson nickels. And they weren't that old, actually. And I got double the face value.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what have you learned? You started to say you really learned.
Yeah, I've learned about reserves, that I put in reserves because I don't want to get skunked on anything.
You don't. What is a reserve?
I've never. It means the price I won't sell it under.
You won't sell under that price.
Right, and that is usually kept secret from the buyers.
Really?
Although sometimes a buyer will write me and say, what is your reserve? And I'll tell them. We had reserves on the cameras too. Because it's a quiet time or they don't bid.
Here's something you can relate to. You have that hardware and software, your server.
Oh, no, let's not talk about it. Not with this running. No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we talk about that later. That there are some things we don't talk about. Yeah.
Your reserve on that is
right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Now you get the picture.
Right. Sure. So I didn't need that. I understood what you were saying.
But
what I don't understand though is that there's something automatic about the reserve, right?
You pick it.
In that, well, you pick it, but then what does it do? What is that? In what way does that configure it?
It doesn't sell officially
right.
Until it gets the
but
reserve.
But don't you ultimately, in the end, have a choice not to sell at the price that's accepted?
No, that's the purpose.
No, you've
got to
sell it.
Right, but you do have a choice, actually. You don't actually have to do the transaction.
No, but then they throw you out of eBay.
Right.
They monitor that right. Very carefully. I mean, people get
because people do that the other way, too. They make bids on things, and then
they don't like that, right. They discourage that.
I mean, there was a case where somebody was selling a domain on eBay, and they had a bid of $150,000 for it. And the guy said, well, you know, I don't really think this guy's for real, and so come back in 2 weeks, and you should be able to get it for a lot less. So.
Well, that's probably very unusual.
It's unusual, really.
This is very straightforward. It's not very expensive stuff. And is it...
What if you sell something and you... And it's a con, you know, you don't actually sell.
You report that to eBay.
And it's fraud, eBay and they come arrest you?
They don't come arrest you, they throw you off eBay, I guess. You get ratings, and you want to have good ratings. People value you as a, you know.
So basically people are honest?
So far, we've
Do you buy
no
anything
problem.
On eBay?
I refuse because I don't want to acquire anything. But I would if I needed.
What about
something.
Buying a camera? You just bought a camera. Wouldn't buy it on eBay. Why not?
You can't buy a camera on eBay because there are people out there who are not very well informed and they pay outrageous prices. How can you keep paying for them? They pay too much. So if I wanted to buy a camera on eBay, And I said, okay, I'm willing to try that, but I'm willing to pay $300 a day. The camera was probably in reality sell for $500.
That's what we've experienced with selling cameras.
Oh, so you want to be in the business then?
Right.
Why don't the economics settle out on this thing?
I don't know.
So that, I mean, then basically anybody, so you want to set up a business on eBay, go buy 500 of these cameras and then retire on the profits, because
people are making money on eBay.
They must be making lots of money.
No, they're buying my coins, and I sell a lot of silver coins, and I know there must be another market that they're selling it to. I just don't know where that market is. They're not buying it as a collector, they're speculating.
How do you know that?
Well, okay, there's too much demand for it, I think.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. There's a very big retailer in Manhattan, B&A Photo Video.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, and they have a special room on the second floor where you sell used equipment to them. So you hang out there, pay the clerk a little money so he doesn't chase you out. And watch what happens. The customer comes in with a camera, and the clerk says, okay.
Anybody? No, thanks.
I'll have some more, yeah.
The clerk looks at it, thanks. Says, I give you $300 for it. And you know you can sell it on eBay for $600.
Yeah.
But the buyers on eBay are stupid. So the seller is there. Well, should I take the $300? What do you say? I give you $325. Right? And you buy it off for $325. Then you go home, put it on eBay. So
well, they'd kick you out of there in a second. B&H would kick you out in a second.
Actually, what do they care? They don't really want it.
Well, I don't think that happens.
They can live without it.
I don't think that happens.
Maybe they would kick you out.
Of course they'd kick you out.
So you give them $50.
You're competing with them.
So you give them $50.
They should get hip and get onto the eBay thing.
Anyway, all right, so you stand outside, all right? You see a guy coming in.
Well, you know that the economics on this has to settle out at some point, right? It's inefficient now.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what the secret here is.
May I?
Yeah, sure. We can always get more. eBay is a very low-cost operator.
Yeah.
B&H cannot possibly compete with them.
No, but they could sell their stuff on eBay.
They could.
B&H could turn around and sell all those cameras that they buy used.
They might do that. They might give it to their employees.
Well, I think there must be places in New York City that dump stuff onto eBay for people.
Let's go over this one more time. B&A, okay, I just sold the camera, okay, for $650, I'm out of numbers. If you could find that camera at B&A, it could probably be $650. I sold it for $650 on eBay. So the selling price was the same. But no way could B&A make a living paying any more than, say, $300 for that camera.
Why?
If they wanted to resell it on eBay.
They have overhead. They have the clerk, they have the space, and they have to keep the camera for some unknown period of time. So they have their money tied up.
But you double your money, my God.
Well, that's what retailers do. Retailers double their money, yeah. They pay 50% of the ultimate selling price. Although expensive watches, it's even less than that. They pay maybe 10% of what the ultimate selling price is. So what eBay shines is that's an extremely low-cost operation from eBay's point of view.
Oh, they have no cost.
Well, they have some cost.
They have to keep the computers running.
Yeah, it's very low cost.
They have to have people monitoring.
So under that system, the buyer finds it attractive to pay a much higher price than I could get if I took my camera to BH. In fact, I emailed B&H, and I said, I have such and such Canon camera, how much would you pay me for it? Because I don't need it.
They wouldn't buy it.
I don't need it. But you want to buy it.
Yeah, there was no price.
I sold it on eBay for $650. Because B&H knew that this camera, if they bought it, would stay on their shelf for a long time.
All right, so let me understand something. You can buy new things on eBay, right?
Yeah.
New things, right? In their boxes.
Yeah.
With
warranty. There were computers being sold.
All right, so
boxes, yeah.
When you buy one of those, will you pay more than list price for them?
you pay the same.
But the people won't look in the newspaper to see what the published prices are, and they'll just pay more than what they...
No, in fact, you don't go in the newspaper, you go on the web.
Right.
And you get competitive prices, and you see many, many places sell lower prices.
Lower prices than what you pay on eBay. Because I just bought this thing. I got the best price on the web for $620 for this. There were the other places, like if you bought this at J&R, I think it was like $800. So it was like $200 more. J&R is not cheap. J&R, pretty much, yeah. But you know what? J&R gets it to you quickly. They get it to you quickly. They without any fuss or muss. I mean, it's really, really easy to order it on J&R. CDW is the same way. You know, you pay less.
Have you ever used Newegg? Newegg.
Newegg?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Just the way it sounds.
Newegg.
.com. The way I got to them was through the web. I had never heard of them. And I don't even know which site I used, but somehow, from the search engine, I wound up with one of these little guys who list a bunch of retailers.
Right.
And they show ratings for each retailer.
Yeah.
And this one, the rating display was 4 smileys. And column 1 was would recommend to other people. And
would or would?
Would.
Would, yeah.
And the smiley not only had a smile, but he had rays coming out of his face.
So everybody really likes these guys.
Yeah.
And they had good prices?
And they also had the lowest price.
Wow. So that's the place to go.
That's the place I went. I placed the order for this drive I was telling you about. Almost immediate delivery, like overnight.
Wow.
No extra charge for delivery.
Liz, you live in New York. You get great delivery in New York. It's different.
Then come from New York.
I know.
No sales tax.
Right. But when it doesn't matter. New York, you get great delivery.
Sure. You have LaGuardia Airport.
Well, you have Kennedy Airport. Yeah,
yeah, you have everything. Sure.
You have shipping.
Sure.
Yeah, no, but and everything comes through New York.
It was incredible how good it was there. Just incredible. Never heard of them, and yet they were perfect.
So at the same time, you get publishers. This is a debate that's going on right now. I know this is going to sound different, but it really turns out to be the same thing. These publishers want to put ads into their RSS feeds. And they say they need to put ads into their RSS feeds because they need to pay money to the authors to write all the reviews of the articles, you know, of all the products that come in, because this is how people get information about products. But it isn't how people get information about products anymore, about services, companies. You get information about products from users. And they don't need to be paid, right? You don't want them to be paid,
right? You
know, because if they're
being,
yeah, if they're getting paid, then all of a sudden you have to worry about, you know. I mean, when I was a writer for Wired for like a year and a half. I mean, there were times when I was introduced to manufacturers' reps at parties, and nobody said, you know, write something favorable about these guys' products, but it was understood that, you know. I remember one situation where the publisher introduced me to this guy, and he was vice president for Toshiba, a big Japanese PC guy. And the guy comes over and he says, "Dave, you really ought to check out these guys' computers. They're really great, you know." And I look at him and I said, "Don't you guys make clones?
Don't you what?
Make clones? In other words, aren't you selling the same computer everybody else is selling?" Mm-hmm. And he hustled the guy off real quick, like, "Oh no, you weren't supposed to say that, Dave," because this was their chance to mix it up with the editorial people, right?
Thank you so much.
You know, they mm-hmm. this was the advertiser's chance to.
Wait. I have to get my credit card out. I have to remember which pocket it's in.
So the thing is that we're getting so good at supplying each other with information. And why do we do it? I mean, in other words, why did those people contribute the information about Newegg, you know, to put all the smileys on them? And somebody was making money off of somebody was making money off the recommendation that, you know, the knowledge that this was the best price that you could get. They were getting some money for the referral,
obviously.
Right? Right.
I don't begrudge them.
But no, why would you begrudge them that? But you didn't need to pay anybody for editorial content there. I mean, basically, you know, you didn't need to look at any ads, and you didn't need the reviewers. A user is going to write a better review, a more interesting, more useful review to another user than anybody working in a magazine is going to be able to do.
But I mean, let me play devil's advocate here. What if the people that were reviewing these products on this website were all shills?
Well, what if everybody on eBay was a shill?
No, wait a minute.
Wouldn't the truth eventually out?
Let me clarify something. I make myself clear. The review was of the retailer, not of the product.
Right, right. Okay. Well, she said
thank
it could be,
so
but why? But the question is, couldn't it be a shill for the retailer? And the answer is yes, it could.
Yes, it could be.
But the
there's one thing I haven't told you yet. There were 13,000 reviews.
Yeah.
There's a summary of 13,000. Yeah. Now maybe that was a lie, right? Maybe it was 12 reviews, not 13,000. But you know, you're walking on thin ice if you start lying.
Well, I mean, you guys believe in eBay, right? I mean,
no, this wasn't eBay.
I understand, but if you believe in eBay, why wouldn't you believe in this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, basically it's the same idea, right?
Did you know
it's
what's
basically
happening?
Exactly the same idea.
Right.
Your reputation is the most valuable thing.
Right, exactly.
And you try to build up a good reputation, and then you avoid doing anything at all that might spoil. Obviously.
Yep.
And these guys really, I mean, those that display of the smileys, I must say, is devastatingly effective.
Sure.
It is.
Well, it's reassuring to know
there
that.
There are four smileys. One for would recommend, another one for timely delivery, low price, blah, blah. The only one that counts is the first one.
What was the first one?
Would recommend.
Oh, yeah.
If you would recommend, that means the others have to be good.
I think you have to get into this podcast about your dead cats.
About what?
Your dead cats.
We can do another one.
Okay.
The dead cats.
That was a
really well, let me just see how long this has been going. Okay. And, you know, there's a possibility that the recording quality. 40 minutes, by the way, I got to tell you, 40 minutes has been scientifically determined to be the absolute best length.
And where are we at?
We're at 40 minutes and 37 seconds.
So next time, get the dead cats.
Well, okay, so everybody, this was Morning Coffee Notes for May 2nd, 2005. Yeah, there may be another one later today, but we're going to go back to my parents' house, and I'm going to upload this. And it'll be on the web very shortly. So,
all right.
Assuming that the quality is any good, right?
Right.
So watch. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to click on the stop.